Friends, citizens of the Messiah's heavenly kingdom on earth have earthly needs. Like other people, they are naturally concerned about meeting these needs. Good citizens work hard and manage their resources well to provide for themselves and their families. Good parents care for their children and their children's needs. Jesus says, "Which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or, if he asks him for a fish, will give him a serpent?" Friends, bread was important and still is. In Jesus' day, families living by the Sea of Galilee also depended on fish along with their bread. When large crowds followed Jesus and his disciples into the wilderness, he blessed and multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed thousands. In that desolate place, even as his disciples saw that it would not be possible to bring sufficient food from far away, Jesus met the pressing need of thousands of hungry people. King Jesus reminds those who belong to him that they belong to a caring heavenly Father. Jesus the Messiah not only represented God the Father on earth, but also showed who the heavenly Father is in his own life. Friends, Jesus tells his people that the gracious, mighty God whom he reveals on earth is their heavenly Father. He is far more caring and generous than human parents. As they pray, "Our Father in heaven," they must have boldness to knock at the door of his rich heavenly stores. Without doubt in his fatherly care, they are to prayerfully seek after his rich provisions for their humble needs. As they confidently ask, he meets their needs. They belong to an immensely caring heavenly Father. Jesus added, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" That's why Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." Hallelujah.